A new public transportation service was unveiled Monday in downtown Springfield as planning continues for an expected influx of daily visitors drawn by the soon-to-open MGM Casino. Hospitality and tourism industry officials were given an inaugural ride Monday on the Loop, the new fare-free electric-powered bus that will make scheduled stops at downtown tourist attractions, hotels, restaurants, cultural destinations, Union Station, and the casino on a roughly hour-long route. The new bus service is being operated by the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority with a cost underwritten by MGM.
I hope people take advantage of it. I think it's a great amenity for the downtown.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said the Loop is part of the company's effort to encourage its resort casino customers to patronize other businesses in western Massachusetts during their stay. It's a commitment MGM made in its host community agreement with Springfield and as a condition of receiving a casino license from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission.
We've trained our concierge to be able to tell our guests what are different things that they can do throughout the downtown. We're trying to increase stays in downtown so that you can only do that by exploring, having our customers explore the other amenities.
Mathis said MGM has agreed to fund the bus service for a year. The cost is $200,000.
And then we'll go from there in terms of whether there's an interest. I think some of the other tourism destinations that benefit from it should be partners with us, but we want to prove it and kickstart it like we've done many things in downtown.
The Loop will begin running on August 24th, the day the casino is scheduled to open. It will operate Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The PVTA wrapped the electric vehicle with graphics depicting downtown landmarks. Printed schedules and video monitors on the bus advertise attractions. And PVTA Administrator Sandra Sheehan said the bus drivers will be able to pass along to passengers specific information about each destination.
We are aware that they need to be ambassadors for the city and not only for PVTA.
The new free bus is being introduced as the PVTA has raised fares and cut some service in a bid to close a budget gap. But Sheehan said she's not concerned about the Loop luring away paying passengers.
The reason why we're not so concerned is because the service is very specific. It does a loop around the city to the different attractions and major destinations. Most of our passengers are going outside or coming into the city.
With a projected 20,000 people a day coming to downtown Springfield to patronize the casino, Mayor Dominic Sarno said more use must be made of public transportation, such as the Loop, to ease traffic congestion.
Traffic is good. That means there's action going on here in the city of Springfield. So some patience has to be there within reason.
Also Monday, MGM announced it has contracted with King Ward Coach Lines of Chicopee to provide scheduled bus service directly to the casino from locations in western Massachusetts, including Berkshire and Franklin counties, central Massachusetts, southern Vermont, and Hartford and Middlesex counties in Connecticut. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.